The Road to Emmaus by Jesus. Let me tell you all about my Jesus. He is my freedom. He has set me free from sin and death and delivered me from that spiritual Egypt. He has lifted me from the dunghill and set me among princes and made me to inherit the throne of glory beside him. My Jesus, he is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He is the strength of my life. He is my deliverer from all mine enemies about me. He is my most earnest desire. Oh, to taste and see that the Lord is good. He is my all-sufficient grace abounding to love and good works. He is my nail fastened in a sure place. He is my rock and chief cornerstone. He is my apple tree in the midst of the forest, my lily of the valley, even the fairest among 10,000. He is my love, having first loved me. He is my Passover lamb, having died to set me free. He is my treasure hidden in a field worth giving up all things to buy. He is my pearl of great price, oh, to muse on all thy works. My Jesus, he is my mighty king, my great Lord over all things. He is the great shepherd of the sheep. He is the captain of my salvation. He is glorious and worthy of all worship. He is from everlasting to everlasting. He is eternal, the beginning and the end. He upholds all things by the word of his power. All the angels bow down before him, for he is holy. He is holy. He is holy. In him are life and the power over death and hell. He is jealous for his people. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I shall repay. He is the Lord of the Sabbath. In him ye shall find rest for your souls. He is the wonderful counselor who gives wisdom to all who seek him. He is the giver of good gifts, for he offers life and repentance, grace and mercy, love and kindness, joy and peace, faithfulness and knowledge, wisdom and salvation. He is the Word. He is the only way. He is truth. He is life, yea, abundant life. He is to be feared, for great and terrible is the judgment day of the Lord. He is God. He is full of wrath and righteous anger. He is the one returning with 10,000 of his angels to judge the quick and the dead. He is the great lawgiver. He is a consuming fire who builds up nations and tears them down. He is no respecter of persons. He is indeed all compassion, yet full of fury against the wicked. He is a God who hides his face, but one who hears his children cry out in faith and repentance. He is my strong tower and my ever-present help in a time of need. He is my intercessor, my advocate with the Father. He is my Redeemer, having loosed all my bonds and chains and having led captivity captive. He is my strength in the midst of weakness. He is my penal substitutionary atonement. He is my mercy seat. He is my new covenant keeper. He is my promised land. He is my cleft rock from which water flows. He is my living water drawn up from Jacob's well. He is my bread of life falling in the wilderness. He is my Noah's Ark. He is my Red Sea crossing. He is my goal and prize. He is my cup and my portion. He is my author and finisher of my faith. He is my bride and morning star. He is my Lord, strong and mighty, seated upon his throne. He is the name above every name. He is my sheep led to the slaughter. He is my sorrow bearer, my grief reliever, my pain healer. He is my armor, my shield and helmet, my breastplate and belt, and my sword by which to slay mine enemies in the heavenly places. He is my tree firmly planted by streams of water. He is my rod and my staff that comfort me. He is my guide through the valley of the shadow of death. He is my heel that trodden underfoot the serpent. He is my great high priest who carried my sin upon his shoulders. He is my new man. He is my new nature. He is my refiner's fire who sanctifies me and purifies me, making me like gold and silver before his eyes. Oh, my Jesus, whom I hope you all meet. This Jesus of mine, he is my scroll of Ezekiel that is sweeter than honey. He is my sustainer in the midst of famine as in the days of Elijah. He is my provider on the mount of Abraham's sacrifice. He is my teacher, teaching me how to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. He is my cross to which I am crucified to the world, and the world is crucified unto me. He is my expiation, for though my sins were like scarlet, behold, they are now white as snow. He is my propitiation, for though I deserve the wrath of God, he took it upon himself. He is my joy in the wilderness. He is my hope and my peace. He is my resurrection. For I will meet him in glory as he descends upon the Mount of Olives. Who is this King of Glory? He is indeed my coming King. You see, this Jesus of mine, well, he's everything to me. My earnest prayer and hope is that you all one day know my Jesus as I do.